For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's basketball team heads on the road for the last 2 weeks of the regular season, joined by head coach Chelsea DeVille. Chelsea, I'm not talking about how you finished the game last Saturday, but last Friday you get beat pretty handily, 23 points. You come back on Saturday, you're up 11 late in the third quarter. Do you like how your team responded to a little adversity?
Yeah. The big part about Friday was we didn't do our scout to the points. You know, we went under all screens. We were supposed to chase out their shooters. And so the first five, six shots that they took, it was a miscue on what we, and how we were supposed to guard them. And then they made them. So we were playing catch up from the first quarter. So when we watched the film, really, it was like, okay, let's try this again because we didn't do it right. So Saturday was back to, you know, it was like, oh, aha. You know, we saw us doing things right and it worked and it was a better team effort on both ends. We still weren't very good offensively. We weren't just making those easier shots. And you got to credit St. Cloud for that. But definitely, you know, a breath of fresh air. It felt like when I was looking at my play card on Friday, nothing worked. It was just a blank page there. And then when we watched the film, it was just, you know, we just got to make shots and be tougher.
You go the 10 minutes without scoring then. That 11-point lead evaporates in a hurry. Did you sense panic? Did you sense a little bit of leadership from your veterans? You know, what did you see down the stretch there?
It was a little bit of everything. I could feel them squeezing, and I knew, you know, St. Cloud, they're not a team you put away ever. No lead is safe, and so I kind of looked around and, you know, thought, gosh, dang it. Why aren't we making those easy buckets, the easy plays? We had a couple of those. We had a couple calls not go our way. And we had a couple just weak turnovers that we gave away. And then we had a couple lack of toughness things on the defensive end where they'd come up with a really timely offensive rebound when we would get a stop. So unfortunately, it was a little bit of everything that kept happening. That's where 10 minutes, you know, seemed, you know, live, I knew it was is falling apart, but it didn't seem like it was the same thing over and over again. So there was a little bit of everything that just didn't fall our way. And, you know, that's on me to get us refocused better and sooner. And, you know, we just have to, again, yeah, like you mentioned, use our leadership and have them step up a little better for us as well.
On to Duluth, a team that you had a heck of a dogfight with last year going to triple overtime. Are you anticipating tight down the stretch again this weekend?
Oh, my goodness. They're so fun to watch as a fan, not to, as someone who's prepping for them. Brooke Olson is just absolutely unbelievable. She was the MVP of our league last year, and she got 10 times better. She really, really extended her game. She's a 6'2", you know, power forward type that now plays like a guard, can really shoot it, can go off the bounce. So I'll appreciate her on games I'm not playing her right now. You know, we have our hands full with her. But, yeah, we're putting together a game plan that, you know, we'll keep them on their toes hopefully a little bit. You know, we'll have to roll by committee defensively and, you know, just be sharp and get back to a little better offensive action, which we've put in a couple new entries into our motion so we can get some better action into that as well.
Does anybody in the league have anybody that can guard us? In essence, 6'2 guard.
I mean, she's pretty special. You know, I can't think of someone. I'm sure certainly there are, but I just have to give mostly credit to her on what she's done with her game. And of all years to keep a kid around with the COVID year, no one wants Brooke Olson back for two more years. And I believe she's taking hers. So, just a really impressive player. So we'll see what we can do to make her life miserable.
If you have to double her, what do those other three players defensively need to do?
Well, you know, when she does get inside, that when and where our doubles come from have to be strategic and good timing because they do a really nice job of seeing a double and cutting and not always for a pass, but you know, she'll throw up a shot, and if it's missed, they're there for the offensive rebound. So we can't be zoned into watching her if we're not involved in a double. We have to make sure we're jamming up cutters and we're keeping our eyes on the other defenders or the other offensive players as we're down one defender. So it is a nonstop moving offense, so it'll be a shell-type defense where if you're standing, you're wrong.
With 2 weeks left in the regular season, virtually anything is still possible as far as the playoffs are concerned for a lot of teams.
Sure.
What has your message been to your team of paying attention to our scoreboard tonight and not everybody else's?
Yeah, and we really have tried to do that this whole year. Even, you know, in times of success, we're like, let's just focus on this one. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. And that's really been important for us. Now, we still, you know, we play the best team in the conference, and we want to win on Friday. And whatever happens on Friday, we want to win on Saturday, and that's our focus. We're not jumping to anything else but just the day at hand, and we'll continue to do that.
Best of luck, Chelsea.
Thanks so much.
More of our halftime show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network.